Hello, and welcome to the Bad Sharks. Now, this week, it's not a full edition. There's not as much stupidness as normal.
No.
but the whole football world is talking about this.
You said whole.
Yes, yeah. Yes, I did. and it's not Messi to Man City. That's been talked about enough by enough people. This is the Wellington 2 promotion clash this weekend.
And relegation battles.
So there's five teams going for promotion.
And yes.
Two teams battling out for one relegation place. So we've got Mr. Salt back again.
We are.
Hello, Matthew.
Hello.
Hello, Matty. Sorry, Matty.
With a better mic this time.
Yeah.
So
we can hear you.
I was going to say we should shove it right next to him and we should be in the background just to even out the two podcasts. He's super loud and we're just like little dials in the background.
All right. Well, hello, Matty.
Hello,
welcome
boys.
Back.
Thank you.
Can I just say, so the only team who don't have anything to play for this weekend in Welly 2 is Parapine.
Ah, Parapine.
No.
So this is an interesting point, right? So last year, if you looked at the Capital Premier League table, it said New World, North Wellington. That's the name of the team, right?
Yeah.
In this situation, this other team, North Wellington, was sponsored by New World, right?
So, yeah.
NW.
Yeah. In this situation, you're basically calling each team New World. Parapine is a building supplies company.
Yeah,
and they just happen to sponsor the Upport Football Club.
Okay.
So you've gone for the branding so hard that you're calling every team by their sponsor's name. So we at one year you'd have been calling us the Bella Italia, not Island Bay United.
Well, that's true, but we don't call anyone Island Bay United either.
Yeah, prefer to this
with your manageables.
I know. Like, was against one of your players.
But you called
Island Bay
United.
And I was like, yeah, come on, Island Bay.
Island Bay United. But you'd be called the La Bella Italia, Island Bay United.
Okay.
You'd call everyone La Bella Italia. That's what you're doing right now. So you've gone for the sponsorship.
Yeah.
Parapine Building Supplies are making a killing off our podcast for free.
Bet they are.
All the name dropping you're doing to all of our viewers.
Okay.
So there you go.
Well, Parapine, yeah.
You love building supplies.
What's your Stoke City Stadium called?
Now it's the Bet365 Stadium. But you don't say, we've got a game against Bet365 next week, do you?
But
that's what you're doing.
They sponsor them to the point where it's part of their name.
Yes.
It just says UHFC Parapine, so I'm not...
Yes,
it's
a football club. So
if they call us Island Bay, I'm taught... No, it's fine.
Is it
Parapine is like alts or
no? It's not that because they've got the Parapine Upper Hut Hooligans.
Hooligans. We heard about the Hooligans.
Yeah,
we were going to do a little joke.
So the Parapine Upper Hut Hooligans, and you're calling them all Parapine. But anyway,
I think Salty's with me on this one. Telling his
but if anyone would like to sponsor our team,
we're open.
I'll take our sponsorship.
Joe's Plums.
All right.
Get them on the free shit.
Island Bay, Joe's Plums.
Have Joe's Plums come down
FC.
We haven't had a Plum update, or I haven't. He did score a hat-trick though, so they must be getting better.
He played five-a-side last night, and he scored the hat-trick the other day, so he's
maybe
okay.
Maybe he's put him in balance with himself.
And he's wearing a thing you wear in cricket. There's a box.
Is he?
Yeah.
Wow, running around
how do you run with it?
I hope I'm not giving away trade secrets here.
I
might have just cost us a goal there somehow by telling Salty about
his box.
His protected penis. Yeah, in the box.
Anyway.
He's a fox in the box.
He is. That was going to be cool.
You said there's going to be no nonsense tonight.
Yeah, we better add it in the beginning.
So far.
Started well.
I mean, just for other reference on names, they're Advance Electrical Western Suburbs. So Advance Electrical doing well there.
Nice one.
Miramar Rangers are actually called Moneybox Miramar Rangers.
Oh, there you go.
What is Moneybox then? What is that a company?
I don't know. And then North Wellington are the Newlands Arms.
Newlands Arms.
So there you go. They've all been sponsored. And it's in their name, which is quite strong, isn't it?
It is quite strong.
I don't know. Sounds good.
Good.
Sounds good to me.
We've all been waiting for all this is whose birthday it is.
Yeah, go on then.
And I've got some good footballers this week.
Go on.
Good.
Good conversations, probably. Joey Barton. What a lovely man he is. He's 38 today.
Yeah.
He's a cunt, isn't he?
He is a cunt. But he's actually a good cunt.
Can't remember. Is he a cunt? Wasn't he? Is he just misunderstood?
I mean, he put a cigar out in a kid's eye. Like,
yeah.
That's young, quite a misunderstanding, isn't it, that to me?
No, he's a dick, but you know, people can change.
Yes, maybe. It doesn't. His comments in the press have not led me to think this.
Oh, it's he's a cunt.
Then Carlos Valderrama.
Oh, he's 59. Do you remember him, Salty?
No, I don't actually.
Yes, this is one for
mad
the...
Mad big hair like that.
He played in Italia 90. Colombian. He might have still been around in 94.
Big moustache.
Yeah, but he had a big 90s. Afro and he was a Colombian centre midfielder. Really classy.
I probably should know if I said a photo.
Yeah.
He was very prominent in the first, what is now Pro Evo.
Oh, yeah.
International Superstar Soccer.
Yeah, his hair was too big.
And everyone was, I want to be Colombia so I can be Valderrama. That's
I remember
what
the
said.
Goalkeeper doing the scorpion.
Yeah, that's right.
That would have been a few years later.
Similar time though, close.
I think Valderrama retired before Higuita.
Yeah.
Okay. They always have to have one crazy dude in there with crazy hair, don't they?
They do.
Wonder who it is now. Anyway,
that's yes.
That's for another time.
Yes, I hope not. And the wonderfully named Danny Shittu, who
Danny Shittu
gave us a lot of joy as we were kids. Played for QPR.
Is that a real name? Isn't
Yeah. Danny Shittu.
He's doing it now, isn't he? So he was actually in my research for last week's Ryan Fibs with all the funny player names. He comes up on all the lists I found. Danny Shittu, but I didn't use him because I thought we all knew him.
Yeah,
but
we
Salty
did.
Danny
Shittu, yes. 40, 40 years old.
Oh, is he?
Yep, so he's a little bit younger than Macaulay Culkin. There you go.
Okay, there you go.
And in cool film guy news, Keanu Reeves. It's his birthday today, 56.
Love Keanu.
He's a nice guy, isn't he? Just like Macaulay Culkin.
And he's got a new movie out soon.
Great.
Bill and Ted's 3. There you go.
All right. And Salma Hayek, 54. I didn't realise she was that old. So there you go.
You know them crap adverts you get on the internet? Like, they're usually trying to draw you in with sex, usually cleavage or something. So one of the many that keeps popping up for me is, you would not believe... what Salma Hayek's daughter looks like now, you know.
Yeah, that's
like,
weird.
It says, like, you know, that weird thing it says,
Yeah, because she's about 30.
You won't last 5 minutes looking at Salma Hayek's daughter.
Yes. Well, right. Same adverts pop up.
What's her
and all the people
name?
Premature ejaculation are going, ooh, nothing new there. What?
And another interesting point is that basically every time you see someone who looks a little bit like Salma Hayek, Jerry really fancies them.
Oh, okay, is that one
type.
Of them?
That's his type.
When I was a kid, that was Kim Basinger for me. Do you remember Kim Basinger?
No. You have no idea.
Everyone is normal.
Born in the wrong generation.
She was a hottie in the 80s and 90s. She was in Batman. Mm. Yeah. But I went out with... My first kiss was a girl because she looked like Kim Basinger.
Wow.
Very selective for the first
kiss. It ended
kiss.
Very badly. Yeah, banged teeth. We banged teeth.
Oh, no.
Disaster.
Oh, novice.
It took 2 hours to get to Bravery to do it. Oh, it's a long story. Yes. And again, on another one. We'll do it on the next one when we talk about Colombian hairstyles.
Okay. Now, do you want to, focus on Wellington 2 first?
I think this has all been too serious so far, so I think we should just start with Ryan Fibs to get the Salty's juices flowing.
Well, then we'll get him live and
just a little quickie one. It's just a continuation of last week's player names, if you heard last week's podcast.
I did,
Salty.
I listened. I think I'm subscribing now on Spotify.
Bloody hell, look at us go. That'll make us up to
27.
So I think I can remember which ones I said last week, but these are the ones that I didn't say last week. Okay, are these Wayne Trooney or Ryan Fibs?
Yes.
You can play too, and you, Jerry. Jerry's here as usual.
Yeah.
Right, true or false? Titty Droop.
What a name. But let's go Trooney.
You've got to go Trooney.
Fibs.
Two Troonies and a Fibs. It's Fibs.
Oh, it would have been a great name, though.
Titty Droop. Yeah,
Titty Droop. Been.
All right. how's about... hang on, I saw one a minute. Oh, Fabian Asman.
I'm going to go true. Because if you'd have written it, you'd be able to say it. Wayne Trooney.
Yeah, true. Yeah. I'll go true as well.
Can't I say it? All right, okay. True, yeah. Yeah, it's true. Fabian Aspin, Argentinian goalkeeper.
It was a great investigation, though.
Ars Bandit.
Finn.
It's great. Yeah.
Jerry.
Ryan Pubbs.
It's Trooney! Ah, yeah! Ars Bandit, he's an Algerian.
That's unlucky.
You'd go for a name change, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know. Ralph Minge.
That's true. Wayne Trooney, and I know why.
He's giving it away, I'll go Trooney.
Sorry.
It is true. Dynamo Dresden, now a manager.
Yeah, yeah. I come up against him on Football Manager a lot.
Oh.
In the lower leagues manager. In Germany. So there you go.
Okay. Danger Fourpence.
That's a fib.
Fib, yeah.
Jezza?
Yep.
It's Trooney!
No way.
He's a Zimbabwean defender. Plays for Kiglon Bird FC. Danger Fourpence. Nice one. Ben Dover.
We hit this one last week.
Yeah, did Trooney, we? Oh, I forget that one.
Trooney. I got that wrong.
How far deep into the internet do you search for these?
Oh, very deep, very deep. Danny Invincible.
Fibs.
True.
Trooney.
It is Trooney. Cool. Plays for Swindon. He's an Aussie. Holy moly.
Fib.
Go with Trooney.
Trooney. It's a fib. Holy moly! Holy moly!
You never know with half the names you're coming out with.
Naughty, naughty last week. Yeah,
naughty, naughty.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
He's a Ghanaian defender. He used to play for Chelsea, it says. that's probably it then. Maybe one more. Right. Have I done this one? Cheeky arse.
Trooney.
Fibs.
Jerry does not. It's Trooney.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think he's famous, isn't he?
Thanks not for famous, that, James. I think I won that one.
Paraguay,
right?
You did
by a long way.
Yeah. Well done, chaps. Yeah, I got salty on a few there. That's nice.
Hot off the press, this text received only 4 minutes ago from signing for the JJs for the Summer League, Kutaru Sugimoto.
Oh, Kutaru's back.
Has decided to sign up for the JJs for the Summers. That's great news for all the fans. Nice. We've missed him this season.
You've got a bit of everything there. You've got a nice guy.
Yes.
You've got nostalgia. Him back in the team. And you've just got a good player, really.
Yeah, he's quite good, yeah. So that'll be nice.
The biggest legs you've ever seen.
It'd be lovely to see him again. Oh. He takes his shirt off at the end and just wanders about.
Yeah, ask going up. Apologising.
Sexy man.
He does a lot of apologising. Do you know?
No, I don't know.
Oh,
I know.
He's a legend, man.
Yes.
He's a JJ's legend, but then he moved to the Hut and now he plays for a Hut team.
Stop out.
Phil.
Yes. We've got to play him at our home ground in a couple of weeks, which will be weird.
Oh, does your season keep going, does it?
Yeah, we've got longer because we play in a real league.
You got four more games,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, we have.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, they do have a proper bloody 10 teams.
Well, I'd like to say if you're short of numbers, I'd join, but I'm out.
We are short
next
of
week.
Numbers.
He's always short of numbers. He can finally have some of my players. He's always asking.
I'm going to try and poach a couple of your good ones for the last few weeks to get us in.
Totally
see if we can finish third. We're only 6 points off. I reckon we can do it.
I'm probably one of the good ones, if you want to.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get you
ask
in.
Me.
All the 5 minute glory.
Yeah. All right.
I'll be playing this weekend.
Are you?
Yeah.
Big fuck for that. That gives us one advantage.
Okay, well, on that note, shall we...
got me there, like.
Shall we talk about Wellington 2 in detail, and then I can run through the rest of the leagues afterwards.
Sure thing.
So, James, what's happened at the weekend, and where are we standing now?
I've got the league table in my head, so as far as I remember, two teams on 25 at the top. That's us.
I took a photo of it for you.
Then Sea Lords. Yeah, here we go, I'll read it out. Us and Sea Lords on 25. 1 point behind is Mike's team, the Barons on 24. And then the Marons and Rinston Weeds on 22. Which means they're 3 points off. But the Marons have got basically a guaranteed win against Upper Hutt.
Yes.
Barapan. if they don't, they might not turn up. They didn't turn up last week.
I've got a feeling that they've had enough.
Well, that would
season.
Be actually a good result because that'd only be 3-0, wouldn't it? Rather than.
Yeah, well, it would be, but it's like too late for
to
that.
To be
in
fair,
a way.
Though, if Upper Hutt turned up, they'd give them a good go. How would you be surprised?
They'd do something, yeah.
The Upper Hutt went too bad.
I don't know.
Well, we
they're the not moment. The worst team.
Well, I think they brought players in for our game, so
it's so different every week. You know, like, and that's the thing. Like, we were one of the only teams, it seems like, who played against them when they had actually 11 players on the pitch. Because against a few others, the Marons, they had like 9.
Yeah.
Lovely team, Parapan. We really got on with them, except for one of them was a bit of a Doyle, but the rest of them were lovely lads. Lovely away day.
Happened to be their manager who has mental issues.
Oh, no, it wasn't him. It was some of the Doyle. It's always the better players. The same as Rinston Weeds. We had a few arguments with them, and it was the two sort of better players. I think they get frustrated. Mm-hmm. So 25-25, 24-22-22. So Marons have got a guaranteed win, and they've got a good goal difference, so they're essentially 25 to me. And they've got a better goal difference than us and Sea Lords. So if we lose and Sea Lords lose, then they are up into that top two. Barons have got Seatoon, who's in the relegation battle with Salty's team.
That is big, isn't it? Yes.
Now, Salty's team are 2 points ahead of them and with a much better goal difference. So it's technically a draw is enough for the unmanageable.
Not sure how we've done that without a striker, but, you know, we'll take it.
A draw is enough for them. For us, on that score, I don't think anything except a win is enough, because I think Barons will win that, which is good for Salty, because that means they're automatically safe. I think Barons will win, which would put them on 27, 2 points ahead of us. We've got Sea Lords versus Rinston Weeds, and if it's the same Rinston Weeds we played the other day, Sea Lords are not great, but you'd expect them to win. Mm. If they draw, then we would need at least a draw. It looks like it's loads of permutations.
It's all to play for, but basically, winner takes all.
Mm. It is winner takes all. That's it. Because if we win, we've got the league for sure. Mm-hmm. And if we don't win, I think we're not going to go up. We'd be like third or fourth.
All right.
It's crazy. We were fifth before last week, and then we jumped up to first with the weekend results.
Very close. Yeah.
Well, Salty.
That's right.
A few weeks ago, you were in trouble.
We were in trouble.
You've obviously hit some form. What's changed there?
We did a form guide, and you were right up there.
Yeah.
One of our lads was bored at work and did a little form guide.
We've really have found form.
So what's changed from last time?
I've started playing centre-back, personally.
Ah, right, I see.
Stopped the goals going past somehow.
Changes the season for all the teams. Yeah. I don't want to like take any credit, but our season's gone only uphill since I played centre-back. So
yeah, it definitely has.
I've been a dick. I think we're better when I'm in.
We're all really centre-back.
We're all confident in our own ability.
It's funny. Because a lot of players that I got at the season, like I say, I had no strikers, and they're all going, we're defenders. So I've put some lads up front who have told me they're only playing defence. Well, I mean, look at the goals. We've started scoring now, and they're actually like, because they're so fit, they just run around in circles.
Right, yeah. So even if they miss a few chances,
it's all very like Paul Warhurst, isn't it? Paul Warhurst, do you remember him?
No, but I should be telling you our secrets.
No. I mean, this is
tough. I don't know. But, you've got good players. That means, okay, so you're better than you were.
We are better than we were. I think it was just learning the team. It was so many new players that, you know, no one knew where they played, and they were all telling me the defenders. And once we've started shaping it around, it's really come.
Even this late on, I'm finding people are in different positions.
Yeah.
And they're like, I was always a fullback as a kid. Well, you never bloody told me that, you know. So, okay,
So what was your last week game?
We won 2-0 against the Marons.
Oh, that's a good result.
That was one of our big
results. It was a good result. And to be fair, it could have gone either way with the wind that we had on the weekend. Mm. Like, they were hitting balls from everywhere on the field. The field, I might add, was the shortest field I've ever seen.
Is it the turf?
Life. No, it was the grass field up in Kandala.
Oh, okay.
Literally, the field was the length of like one half at Wakefield. It was insane.
Is that Nairnville?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weirdly, don't you think Alex Jones, is it? What is it?
Alex Moore.
Don't you think that's a narrow pitch?
Yeah, narrower than...
It is narrower.
It's sort of a small pitch, that one, isn't it?
But it's a nice field, though.
Yeah, awesome.
But yeah, this one was ridiculous. It was so short. But the wind was a factor. And also their home ref, who... I couldn't get my head around every single call. Like, just any touch he was giving them, he gave them penalties. We saved it.
Yeah,
I mean,
I enjoy that.
A 6'6" goalkeeper really does make a difference.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were filthy. They were just cheating, trying to cheat their way through. We should have had 2 penalties and they didn't do anything. It was just...
Oh, that's rubbish.
Yeah. But hey, they still lost. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Came away with 3 points, and that was vital in where it looks like that's basically kept you up.
Well, I hope so. Well, we'll find out this weekend.
I think so. I think you're safe. And Yeah, that was one of the two massive results for us. Mm-hmm. So I came off going, right, cool, we've won 6-0, as we'll get to. And like a little bit happy, because I thought we had no chance, honestly. Mm. I thought before that game, I said before the team, hey, let's just try and keep the pressure on and all that stuff, cliche stuff. Didn't expect us to win, to be honest, because I don't know which Marins it is.
I didn't expect us to win, but I did feel like something has changed in our team that has drastically turned, like we've turned a new leaf of how we play. And I do feel like, you know, even though I still rate you guys as the top team in the league so far, that we will give you a much better game this week than we have done in the past.
It's going to be huge.
It is going to be huge. But I do think, like, you guys, I don't want to put my team down, but if you win, you definitely deserve to win the league. Like, you were definitely the hardest team we've played. And watching your games has been, you know,
I was going to ask, like, squad. If Mike was on, I was going to say, like, who do you think the best team is without, you know, it's not... You know, obviously we're an option there, but it's not fishing for compliments. It's just a simple. Yeah, it's
I
a good
like,
question.
I feel like it was because like the Winston Reeds, they just got one player who, I mean, it was the only reason they scored a goal against us was just literally one player.
Yeah, he was the one I argued with.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I was done talking about this before podcast viewers. But I was going to say about you talk about who the best team is, but with me, I've seen like that Marins is a big one. The difference between them and the second time, and Rinston Weeds is probably an even bigger difference. Mm. You remember players, don't you? And I'm like, well, where's that guy? Where's that guy? Where's that guy? Yeah. You remember the good ones, especially, and they weren't there. So all these are just a bit like they've probably got a squad of 14 or whatever the hell they've got, like a smaller squad than we might have, and the ringers are the rest. So it's hard to say the best team. Because
Marins
the first time battered us on 6-3 and they were great. And then all these players, Chin, do you know Chin?
Yeah, I know Chin.
So he was playing for them.
See,
and
I
like,
thought Marins were absolutely dreadful on the weekend. Like, yeah, I didn't rate them at all. Like, I thought they were bad.
Last time we played them was when I was like my most furious after a game because we lost 3-2 and it was absolutely there for the take and we give a couple of silly goals away. And I was really peeved because I thought they were naff.
Yeah,
and if
I'm
you were like, oh, they're all right.
The table.
No, they were shit. Yeah. Like, we could have battered them. But the first time, they had Chin and this guy who always plays Twilight, Johnny. So you don't know who's... How do you judge the best team when they're all doing it? They're so different.
I think you guys have been the most consistent. And definitely keep going to the end is one I found. A lot of teams seem to give up halfway through.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Rinston's give up a bit. Yeah. But... I think a good thing to look at in any of these leagues, any league in the world, is goal difference. And we've got
you love a goal difference, chat.
It's apart from the bloody Marins 14-1 against Parapang, where they had like 9 players, but we didn't have that. So we played whatever all the teams with the I guess the full team. There's no 9 players or any of that rubbish, and we've got a bloody good goal difference.
Well done.
You've got quite a few bunch of strikers, though, eh?
Yeah, we get a lot. We've got the highest goals in the league. But we had a shaky defence, but that's got better recently.
All right.
Conceded 1-3.
So do you want to tell us about the 6-0? Joe's Plums?
Sure thing. Joe's Plums. Joe got a hat-trick. Brad got a couple. And, they hate me because I'm worst with details. And someone else scored. Josh scored.
Ah, well done, someone else.
We played really well that day. I think it helped the Barons watching.
Oh, so the Barons are now watching your games?
Yeah, mate.
Well, they'd been there before.
Ah, right.
For a little friendly.
So they didn't turn up just on purpose
to watch
your game. That would be really weird, wouldn't it? If you turned up on a day we didn't have a game.
I think they might have come on purpose because their game was actually meant to be at Wakefield.
Oh, okay.
So I believe.
But I thought their friendly was at the Tafaya.
I could be wrong.
Either way, we watched them, so that's fine. But I mean, we were hoping for a draw that day. I've already explained that one.
I know.
It was massive that they drew. Yeah, it was huge. We've had a few things go our way, so we see it as a second chance, man, because we should technically be out of it, and it would have been a bit gutted. But we're all very luckily back in it. So yeah, it was 6-0. Those were all the scorers.
Spectacular goals.
It was. No, there's one. One was a penalty. it was good, really good performance.
Well done, and a good night out afterwards, I hear.
It's always a good night out afterwards, win, lose or draw. We always do something.
Yeah, I saw Richard Geddes sliding around on the floor in the club room on the video and thought, I bet that went well. I bet the rest of the night was sensible. So well done, the Ops.
Yeah.
So this weekend, you two play each other.
We do.
Yeah.
And the Barons play C-Toon, who were also in the relegation battle with
us.
With you.
Yep.
So,
everyone's
basically,
got something to play for.
Everything is on for this weekend.
Yep.
Yeah. We look forward to hearing about it next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need my.
I hope it's good news for both of us.
So yes. Do I.
Which means I hope we win and Barons win. Yeah. And then right. Barons can go up, you know, like the sea. It's that Sea Lords versus Karori Rinse and Weeds game. I don't know.
That's the thing, you don't know who Sea Twin could bring in as well. Like,
yeah,
they
have
played
sort.
Games where they've brought players in. So
they're a close club, aren't they? There's only three teams, I think.
Exactly.
And also, don't they have that crappy grass pitch? I don't know where they're playing, but they have that horrible pitch in Strathmore.
Crawford Green.
It is bad.
That sort of stuff evens.
I mean, I've always got fond memories
they
of Lewis.
They are playing on Crawford Green today.
Oh, is it? So that evens it up instantly. They'll give them a game, I bet, you know. They gave us a game. They took the lead against us. We were all over the shop for the first 20 minutes. But anyway.
I quite like Crawford Green. I've had some good memories there.
Oh,
I scored a goal there. I've been there when it's completely underwater. The ball was floating and the ref still played the game.
Nah,
that was when it was a kept two game.
I hate that pitch. I hate it.
Were you there for the Lewis moment? The best moment of Lewis's career. Yeah. He did the best tackle I've ever seen, and that whenever I drive past Crawford Green, I smile about it.
Do you really?
Yeah. It was that good.
Whenever I drive past, I look very glum because I just hate that pitch.
I always chuckle about it.
We've played on grass every couple.
Right wing back for you a lot on that pitch.
Well done.
Last season. Ugh. Yeah. Right wing back.
Right wing back.
Go on, sorry.
I was just saying, we've played on grass the past few games. It's actually been quite good. You know, you can do slide challenges and.
Oh, there's
one
benefits.
Thing I definitely miss. But
there's benefits of both, but I don't know.
But not Wakefield 3 or 4.
How often have you played on Tifaya yet?
No, I'm excited.
Beautiful.
For this.
What a treat.
Easily.
What a treat. It's really nice.
Easily the best pitch I've ever played on in my life.
Yeah, I'm excited for this.
But
you guys might be used to it. You might have the advantage.
Yeah, you've got to kick it a bit harder.
It's going to be our third.
Yeah, you have to kick it a lot harder.
That's not worried for me, because I normally hit it about 70 yards anyway.
Yeah, it's really good. It helps you as well, because people with my pace,
yeah,
it helps that the ball doesn't quite roll away as far.
I quite enjoy it.
It's so good, it's such a good pitch, man. It's like
it's a big field up there, right?
Yeah, it's big, but I think it's really good.
Oh, that's good. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, you'll enjoy it. If it's good weather, man, as well, it should hopefully be a good day. There's going to be some dramas, but... it's going to be a good day. Looking forward to it.
No,
I know you
major
are.
Upsets.
We're both going into it on form.
Whoa. Right, anything else you want to say?
If I get relegated, does anyone
I've got the runs.
Right.
That's nice.
Okay, well, thanks, lads. That's
came out of nowhere.
Wellington 2. Yeah. Sorted.
Is it?
It's going to be a big weekend, isn't it?
I think it's probably everything.
Big weekend in Wellington 2.
Yeah, man.
All right, so round up of the rest of the results then, I guess.
Go on then.
So I know you said last week your favourite team were the Parapine first team.
Yeah.
Ben Wood.
Yeah, Ben Wood.
So they are, I just wanted to give you a little update on them because they're top of Cat Prem.
They are.
2 points clear. So they're on for promotion to the Central League, which would be massive, wouldn't it, for you and your team?
It would be
team.
Really good for the Parapine followers.
Yes.
We love the Parapine.
Building supplies. So our first team, they won 7-0 versus Parapine seconds.
Okay.
That's promotion sorted for our first team, so congratulations to them.
Yeah, congrats, man.
Four games to go
to fight
for the trophy against Lower Hutt.
And
pretty
I
close.
Noticed that they play each other in the last game.
Oh, so that
did
could
you know
be a
that?
Title
even
decider.
I even had
well
did my
done.
Research, yeah, because I was like, oh, yeah, wanted to have a look. Mm. Are they playing them next? Are they playing them? Oh, lo and behold, it's the last game of the season at home at Wakefield, so I might pop along.
Yeah. That'll be big, won't it?
Toddle along for that one. Hopefully my runs have gone by then.
Oh. Maybe you and the alts can do some chanting at them.
Oh, we'll be doing plenty of chanting.
A little bit of chanting. So in Cap 2, the Seagulls sadly lost 5-0 to Marist.
Oh, did they?
They are feeling a bit glum about life at the minute, the Seagulls, after the robbery
be.
At Nine Eye and whatever
else happened.
That sucks, but
they've had a wicked season. I'm not being patronising. I think I say that every week, I'm not being patronising, but bloody hell.
Yeah.
It's Cap 2, man.
They've got to be happy with the season. They're still fourth, but they're now looking a bit unlikely to get
this. Improve every year if they're really keen for this to go up and up and up and up and up. I don't know when it stops, but if they keep wanting to go up, I'm sure they'll find two or three more class players in the summer. They always do.
Yes. The reserves, they won 3-2 after being 2-0 down, apparently.
Okay.
So Owen Webb, who was a lad I coached when I was doing that team.
Oh, yeah.
He came off the bench and was heroic, scored two, and they pulled them away from the bottom. Now they're mid-table, they're looking pretty safe. So,
with his goals, did he use any techniques that you taught him?
Probably. He probably, in his interview, thanked me for my thoughts I gave him.
Yeah.
Which were mostly...
Did you just merely work on his confidence?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you would. That's what I would have done.
Yeah. Nice lad, though.
Is that right, yeah?
He's done well.
He's owing you maturing. A lot in his career, isn't he?
He is.
Owing.
Commence. In Cap 3, oh, we've got our influence has influenced Cap 3, James. Yeah. We've risen that high now that basically Sean the goalie. So
yeah.
He obviously featured quite heavily in one episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've watched
too heavily.
Video.
But then he featured slightly in the last episode with kind of a takedown from Nick Goodall.
The bigger and the higher you know, that's it.
That one.
The something they are, the harder they fall.
So he rose all the way up. He was a hero for a week. Then obviously we made quite a lot of fun of him for missing that penalty. And then mysteriously in the group chat of the Dreamers, this is inside info from Jerry.
Yeah.
Just one day I'm out and he's can't play for the rest of the season. He's not playing.
Ooh.
So they've gone. So we had a ringer goalie that we signed on the deadline day, as we just learned.
You
the JJ's
did. I wonder who he was.
Yep, so he came along and he played for us for a couple of games while Seb was away. He then had to fill in for the Dreamers because Sean has just he's walked away.
What for? What's that about?
I mean, he says it's nothing to do with the embarrassment, but...
Did you see the
clip? It can't be that bad.
Draw your own conclusions, James.
It's a ball.
What? Well, what's he said? Has he said it's an injury or...
He's just being very coy about it.
So. What?
So I won't go into personal details. Like, I think we have. There is probably a personal reason behind it. We don't want to.
I know, yeah.
Going into them details, tragic. But I find it. I think our influence has played some part, James.
That's nice. I'm glad we're influencing these horrible events.
And after our discussion last week about the Nine Eye thing, Sir Paul Mulo, he only heard about it here on Bad Sharks, so we're now public service. We're news now, James.
Yeah, you know.
We're providing the news to people.
We're not fake news either.
No, it's all real news. Apart from a lot of your stories, which are...
There's some of them are fake.
On
purpose.
Just to cover that, it's on purpose, exactly.
Yes.
Anyway, it's supposed to be fake.
Yeah.
The Dreamers lost 3-0.
I'm sorry for tricking you. Yeah, go on.
So there's no chance of promotion now. They are mid-table, but they are safe. So they're solid season in the middle of Div 3 after... Last year they finished second.
They did, didn't they? And they didn't want to go up, right?
No.
So,
I mean, they would have gone up, but they saved the reserves instead.
Oh, yes, okay.
Yeah,
very noble.
Yes, they are.
Apart from the goalie.
Yeah, who is.
He's just ran off.
Retired.
He's not noble. No, you're all right, I'm sure.
Capital Four, that's us, the JJs. It was a windy day.
Yeah.
We had two people drop out in the morning, which is handy. Really useful.
I get that every week.
Yeah. So Sean, our Irish midfielder, who is our playmaker, dropped out about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Which is not handy.
Why?
So Brendan came and helped us out from the Seagulls.
Oh,
he
nice.
Came and yeah, on my bench. And Mark Johnston, we did a reverse ringer, so we got a ringer up from Div 6.
Oh, my lad.
Come
down
and help
Little
us
Mark.
Out. Yeah.
Oh, he's a good player.
He came on for us. He obviously didn't start because of that, but he came on for us and.
Fucking battles for
composure.
Yeah, because he's got so much time now compared to Cap 4 earlier on, which was obviously.
Oh no, there's something because I'm like because he's not the most composed. He's a little bit
battles
mad.
For everything.
Oh, he battles. He gets stuck
fights
in.
Fights forever. It doesn't matter his size.
So hard to get past. Yeah. But his composure's not the best.
I mean,
times.
He must. He
but
did.
he was being cocky. He was actually going like that, looking that way, and passing that way. I'm going. What the fuck's
good on your mark.
Yeah. I think that's what happens when you play at a higher level for a bit.
Oh, you have to all play for you, and then okay.
Yeah, yeah. Because he must have watched me because I was strolling.
He was really good.
Largely because I wasn't feeling very well, so I was strolling about in the middle.
Yeah.
Largely strolling,
strolling. My cocky midfielder got through on goal this weekend, Wilson, and tried to do a Rabona past the keeper and fucking stumbled and missed it.
Oh, did he?
Brilliant.
I mean, how cocky can you get one-on-one with a keeper?
Dan Watts
does a lot of Rabonas.
JJ guy used to always do it right
before. Believe it. I mean, luckily we're 2-0 up by this stage, but...
Yeah.
Never a good time for one of them. So anyway, we played against Petone Stonecutters, who we played against for years and years and years and years. Mm. And I'm going to say from the first minute I looked at the game, I thought, this is low energy. Because they, before the game, had said, do you lot want to stay up? Like, to us, and we were like, well, I guess so. And they're like, we don't want to. Like, so they want to go back down. They were literally like, these lads were like half into it, but not really. The wind was horrific. So the first sort of 10 minutes, I don't think anything happened. Like, I think everyone was kind of going, oh, I guess we've got to play football, haven't we?
God!
I
never
we love it. Like
yeah, yeah. No, it was so like, weird. Yeah, it was just a weird kind of atmosphere. It just was a bit flat. Then
that sucks.
15 minutes in, won a free kick about probably 20 yards out, like just outside the box. Someone handballed it, quite obviously.
Yeah.
And a few people tried to take the ball off me, and I don't think they've really learnt yet that if I'm on the field, that's what I'm there for. Like, I don't do anything else.
What, penalties?
Free kicks, penalties, free kicks. Corners, yeah, that kind of stuff.
I do everything minus the penalties.
Yeah.
I don't have a good record of them.
So,
we should have penalties, but we got one at the weekend.
Well done.
Thanks.
So then I step up, and for some reason the goalie, he thinks I'm going over the wall. So he's lined up about six people in a wall. He stood right behind the wall, and he's left a gap of about 2 yards.
Yeah.
For that side of the goal. The other side of the goal.
Okay.
And he stood right behind the wall, which is pretty silly. And I know there's a gap of 2 yards, but you still got to find it, James.
Yeah.
So what did I do?
You found it.
I whacked it clean, bottom corner, straight in. Ooh. Goal.
So
that was 1-0.
That's a moment.
When you say the goalie was right behind the wall, what does that mean?
He stood behind the wall so he couldn't see where the ball's
going.
He stood directly.
Which is not where you meant to stand.
You make it sound
like
he was actually behind the wall going, no, then lads, I hope this doesn't go over.
No, he was directly behind the wall from the ball.
It's like, okay.
And just left.
That doesn't make any sense. Gotcha.
Left a big gap. Just to decide to put it in.
Quite the opposite of what a wall's meant to do.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it was
stopping
the area that you can't get to.
Yeah. So he didn't cover himself in glory there. Then not much else happened for a while.
Mm.
And then their tactic in the second half was to boot it up into the wind and see what happened.
Okay.
And one of these times they booted it into the air.
Performing scientific experiments instead of playing football.
Yes. Okay. They booted it into the air, to which our new centre-back partnership of two people who don't like playing centre-back was there, went over the head of Anthony and bounced a bit. Seb probably was having a chill out in the goal, didn't come out from his goal till a bit too late.
Bounced over him.
And their striker, like, I think he went to like lob it gently, but it kind of came off his knee or shin, which kind of sent it at kind of like a weird angle, but caught Seb a bit under. So kind of like just went straight over Seb's head
because
it came off his knee a bit funny.
Yeah.
So then, apart from Mark did a bit of a weird finish when he had loads of time. Took his wrong foot straight over the fence.
In a few years,
Yeah, so I put him, he was clean through, only 12 yards out, and had all the time in the world to take a touch, put it on his right foot and score. But instead he kind of stabbed at it with his left, straight over the fence.
Composure.
Yes, so that the opposite of what he should do.
Yeah, he learned his lesson, then come to play for us and got his composure.
Yeah, so
back.
I think he was panicking, got a bit excited, stabbed his left foot at it for no reason.
Okay.
So, but it was he had a good energetic game.
Okay.
Quick to say that.
So, what was the score?
1-1.
1-1.
We are now
a team that didn't want to play.
Yes. Wow. Yes. This team didn't want to win, and we were
1-1. Is such a two teams that don't really give a fuck.
What a performance!
We had one. Damo was ref, and he's injured, so he wasn't moving too much, and he did rule one off. That was Simon said he was 100% not offside.
Oh, he ruled what he ruled.
And Damo ruled a goal offside against us that would have won it, but it was a low quality fair. So Cal came to watch, he's also injured.
Yeah.
Calmness Cal. And at half time, he went, fuck this, and went home.
Aww.
That's how bad the game was.
Really?
Jesus Christ.
We
had loads.
Where was the game at? Wakefield?
Loads of entertained spectators.
Yeah.
A lot of females. Game last week.
Ooh.
We've got a bit of an audience coming, I think, this weekend.
This is going to be big, isn't it?
I hope there's celebrations at the end of it. But
bring anyone because we found that if we bring people, we lose.
Yeah,
so I've banned partners from the games.
I genuinely.
Every time they turn up, we lose a game.
My ex-boss keeps coming along as well. I still work with her, and she's like, oh, you got a game.
There was a girl at your game a few weeks ago with some nice legs. I'm not sure who she was.
God, I don't know.
We've been bringing it up.
Probably one of them.
They'll all be claimed.
Her son, the guy who I was on about, the woman at work whose son plays for Wellington United, I think.
All right.
He's a under-23s New Zealand player. He's just got a contract in Turkey. He got offered it on Saturday and never heard about it before. Offer on the Saturday night, packed his bags, Sunday morning he's on the plane.
Well, there
isn't
you
that
go.
Interesting? The life of a possible pro footballer.
Well
future
done.
Pro football
in Turkey.
But she might be coming along. I kind of like people watching a little bit. I know what you mean. When my mum used to watch, I was like, God.
Oh, I just found the players were too more focused on who was around as opposed to the really? Game. So
I think they want to show off. I certainly want to show off. When my boss came, I was like, I was sub at the time, and she's like, "You got to play." I was like, "Yeah, I'm going to play." Kicked off, ran on like an idiot against the Barons. That was that second game. Anyway,
Wellington 4.
Yeah.
Want to know about that, James?
I suppose, can I quickly ask about your little game coming up this weekend? You're playing the top team, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We're
actually storming it. So.
Yes, they haven't lost yet. They've won 12 and lost and drawn 2. So.
Karori.
And they're a horrible bunch of people.
It seems like most people are in Karori.
They are, like... Yeah, they've got an angry aversion of Martin Black. They call him Rangers Martin because he's a Rangers fan.
Oh,
Scottish
really?
Guy, centre midfielder, bald, angry,
yeah,
like a bit of a shit house. Like complains about everything. Like they wore their away kit last time,
yeah,
which is red, and we ended up wearing our yellow kit because they thought we were wearing black.
Which is funny because they don't. Yeah,
they didn't like the away kit.
Why has he done that? I wonder if they got confused in my email at the beginning of the season.
No.
I emailed them saying, "Look, we're playing in black the first game."
So they thought that we were wearing black because they'd seen us wearing black the week before against Uni. So they thought we were in black. They were wearing red. He comes out of the changing room complaining that they're wearing their away kit. You know that guy? He's just an angry man. Just complaining. Doesn't matter, does it? Doesn't matter. But he's just complaining his arse off.
What a dial.
Yeah, they've got about five of them. Around.
So that's going to be a fun weekend.
They've
for
just
you
got
lot.
A real solid back four.
You're
solid.
Probably
going to
get
midfield.
Beat.
Are you going to try them?
By an annoying team.
Yes.
And that's not against the JJ's, but from what I've seen, they're storming it.
Yeah, well, we've only got, at the time of going to print, we've got 10 players for the weekend. So
cool. Good on you.
That's not good.
But I'm wooing some people. Wooing some people.
Not wooing any of them.
I'm wooing.
You've got a lot of subs, I'll tell you that.
The reserves have got.
Because everyone comes for the last game, don't they?
I'm actually missing one of my good centre mids, so I'm a bit upset about that. You know when you find a gem in the rough and you didn't realise he was as good? He came from...
Sure here for
he used
me.
To play for...
Oh, a Japanese player. He's great. No, I didn't think he was that good. Shouldn't say this on the podcast, but...
He's not listening, is he?
He probably won't.
I think you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, Duncan.
Know him by sight.
Yeah, big Duncan. He's played
is all the rest of the big hitters in there? Stewart.
Yeah, mate, Stew's there. Sexy Stew's there.
Sexy
Wilson.
Stewie, yeah.
Wilson will be there.
Your big goalie.
He is there. I'll tell you what, he is. Of course I'm there.
Yeah, Phil was telling me he's a good goalie.
He fucking did amazing on Saturday. Holy shit.
Winston's had a shit goalie the other day. But I don't think he could have done much to stop anything. They were all goals from like 6 yards out.
Yeah,
okay. Crack on.
Wellington 4.
Exciting league.
Go on then.
So we've got the Tingers and the Reds in there.
Oh, Wellington 4, I'm thinking of Cap 4. Okay, yeah, go on. Yeah.
So the Tingers lost 6-5.
Against?
That's a high-scoring game.
I've not written that down.
I wonder if it's someone at that team above them. Because aren't Tingers second?
Yep, so they are second. They are 1 point ahead of third with 2 games to go.
Okay.
The Reds, though, they lost 3-2.
We've only got one game. How come they've got 2?
Because when there was weeks postponed, you didn't get postponed, did.
Because we're important.
Yeah.
I'm doing hand gestures, which is not good for a podcast. But
it's not great. No, it's like your funny faces.
Yeah.
They only work for us in person.
Right,
the Reds, so they're down to fifth and now cannot get promoted.
But can't get relegated, I believe.
That's correct.
Just like yous.
Yes, we can still get relegated if we try really hard.
I was sort of hoping you would actually.
Doesn't sound like you try at all.
We're seven points ahead of relegation with 4 to go, so we could.
Oh,
yeah. We'll bottom two shit.
You've got some Alts players coming to help you. He'd be fine.
Yeah,
that's right.
I'm going to. I want Alan straight away.
Johnston.
Alan straight away. Yeah. Alan, if you're listening, you'll be valued.
You want Tom as well. Trust me.
Yep, alright.
Monster.
Wellington 5, the Vauxhalls.
Yeah.
Our friends the Vauxhalls, they drew 2-2 in a top-of-the-table clash, which means they're still joint top.
Okay.
So they've both got 28 points, but they are 15 goals better off. So
Island Bay Club's doing well,
It's doing well.
Top there, top thingy. We're currently top.
Yeah.
First time of the season we're top, by the way, though.
Timed it right. Do you want to know about the Masters football?
Quickly.
So Solid Gold, they were in with a promotional hope chance.
Yeah.
But they lost 6-0, which is not good.
Oh, I heard a bit about that from Danny.
So now they're down to fourth and struggling a little. The Dreamers in Masters 3, they won 7-0, which pulled them away from the bottom. They're now safe. Well done.
Not a bad way to be safe.
The Originals Originals won 4-0. And they're in second place, but it's very tight, so they're up for promotion. Masters 4.
Sweet
the Storm lost again. They're dead last. They won one game all year. And the Internationals won 2-1 and up to third place.
Okay.
Can you guess how the
too many Master are? Teams for me to know who each one of them are except the gold one. Can I guess what?
What the women did this weekend.
I was just about to say. I'm going to say they one of them lost and then the other one lost.
Yes, they both lost.
Yes. Hey, well done, ladies.
A 5-0 loss to the Sharkettes, but the Orcas did get one goal in a 4-1 loss.
Get in there. I hope it was Udy.
Not a great season for the women.
I make light of it. They did very well last year. Well.
They did well last year.
They did.
But I noticed a lot of them were pregnant.
I think
so
they've got.
See where they lost place.
No, they had another team, a younger team, a girls' team, who were only sort of 16. What were they called? The Flames, and they were very good and won everything they could do. So that was the ones you saw getting all the awards. Would have been the Flames.
And where are they now? What's happened?
So they no longer continued. I don't know what happened, but I'm assuming they all went on their separate ways. A lot of the better ones get pinched by Wellington United.
Fair dues.
That's what I know about women's football in Wellington. All right,
there's a lot of games we've played with not a lot of fields, isn't there?
Yeah, I know. I wonder if they're going to extend our season a bit as well. I sort of hope not, because I've booked snowboarding trips and stuff. But they're going to do like cup things, maybe.
I have surgery next weekend.
Really? Yeah. What's that about?
I have my shoulder redone.
Really?
Yeah, old sporting injury, second surgery on it.
I've got
out of action for 6 weeks.
Okay, really?
Old second surgery.
Yeah. And then you're going to come, maybe join the same
we
summer
are
league
going
as us. Sorry, Mike, not nabbing people, because it's nothing to do with me. But
Nah, we want a bit more competition. Unfortunately, playing against teams like the Vauxhalls and winning 10-0 each week wasn't doing us any favours.
Yeah, we've started our recruitment for Sunday League. We're undecided between Div 1 and Div 2.
If anyone wants to send me a DM for a striker... Hit me up.
Yeah.
You're on the way to find
me. You're not going to do your own team?
Yeah, I'll do my own team. I wouldn't mind a striker, though.
Okay.
I mean, we want to do something. So if there's any good strikers out there.
We've had some.
I mean, everyone who knows this probably plays for us.
I don't know. I think there's some outside. Your views are going up, aren't they? What are you hitting now? 30 views.
They're going down.
Are they going down?
100 and something, yeah. No, it's going down.
Maybe we were just listening 80 times our own.
Probably, yeah. I don't listen anymore. What's Div 1 like, Summer League?
Tough.
Is it?
Tough.
All tough? Because I got the feeling there was really good.
Yeah, there's basically
shit.
Four teams that are really good.
Yeah. So it's a bit boring playing them, isn't it?
And then there's probably two teams that give you a decent game. Then there was probably, I think there's four that were not good. And then they all dropped out.
We'll do it. Yeah, a lot of them came down to our league, and that's when it got silly. Yeah, I'll do a vote, but we were Div 2 though. But yeah, I think I could do Div 2 again and try to defend the title.
Oh,
but it's up to other people. Chris Evans always wants to go at the highest ones.
Yeah, well, Martin Back's pet peeve is people from Sunday League thinking they're really good. He's talking to me about that today.
Oh yeah,
how the Super Paddies played in our league for two games, we dicked them, they got dicked by somebody else. So then they went down a league and then still acted the big'un, apparently.
Well, he bloody played for him, because he played for him against us in what was top of the table clash, and played for them, the dodgy bastard. And we still won't let it down.
No,
but
all
he
right.
played well for us a couple of times. Yeah.
Well, that's our final thought then, isn't it? That's Martin Black.
Definitely wasn't a short episode, has it?
No.
That is... It was waffly...
Not forcing you to listen, you know.
Well, I hope you enjoy viewing our chat about Wellington 2 and the rest of Allen Bay.
I hope so as well.
Yep.
I think the Wellington 2 people will find it interesting.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Our lot. Salty's lot. Mike's lot.
Exciting. So we might hear from Mike on a recorded format.
Yep.
We'll add that in. If we hear from him.
He said he'd come for the post-season one if you want to do a post-season review.
All right. We'll do that then. Okay.
Yeah. Sweet!
Thanks for visiting, Salty.
Anytime.
Good luck this weekend, in a way. I don't know what I want to happen.
You want Barons to win and us to win.
Yeah, that's probably what I want. I want a good result for everyone.
Glory. We've climbed the table for a little bit.
Glory. I'd be devastated if we don't go.
I would actually feel bad if we topped you off the table. I would be
at the time you won't, but then when the whistle blows, it maybe. But at the time,
oh no, I would, because I, you know, I'm not for it, but I still need a bit of glory in my life as well.
It's it's a great league, as the whole point of this is. There's some good teams in there, but I want to get the fuck out
changed,
of it.
It's changed, man. It's absolutely changed. Yeah, like, Wellington too. Every year. To me, it's just about what Kept Free was a few years back.
Yeah, every year we improved. You go, hey, we'll be all right, and then you go, fuck me, everyone else has improved.
Well, last year we were fucking, we were really good. This year it was like, holy shit.
Yeah, it's a good standard. I just want to get out of it. I think Cap 5 would be easier somehow. I don't know easier, but
no, I can probably see it. It probably would be.
Yep,
we'll see, won't we?
Sorry.
Yep. Okay, well, James needs a wee. I can tell by the way he's holding his piece.
A wee, a fag, and a bit of training.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Thanks very much.
Beer is salty.
Well,
hope the mic works this time.
Oh, I hope that wasn't all for nothing.
Alright. Alright, so, Forza JJ's.
Up the bastard alts and.
Come on, my animals.
Nice one, cheers.
Come on, Barons, in a way.
Yeah.